Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Welcoming into the studio our friends. We have Superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System, Ronald Rasmussen. Good to see you, Ron.
Good to see you, James.
Thanks for being here. And we want to thank, of course, Mead Elementary School Principal Amber Appleby with us. Amber, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for the time, you two. We appreciate you. Right out the gate, got to tell you, appreciate the work that you two do in our schools and our community. We appreciate it so very, very much. And I hate to make you work during the summer. I'm so sorry to be doing that for you. But I appreciate Ron bringing Amber in. Every day I come to work, I go past Mead. And I have been racking my brain trying to think, is there anything in grade school, any class I didn't finish? Did I get my state's capitals right? Is there any way I can enroll at Mead? I have found there is not. So I'm just going to live vicariously through the kids over there and everything, because they've got a really cool playground going on over there. We're going to start right there, if you don't mind, Amber, with the new playground being built over at Mead Elementary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, it all started a while back. We had the opportunity through the Legacy Grant to try to expand. You know, our playground definitely needed an upgrade. It had been, you know, a good couple decades old, so we needed some things. And also just the idea of an accessible playground is near and dear to my heart. My own daughter's in a wheelchair, and, you know, we spent a lot of time in her younger years trying to travel around Wisconsin, trying to find things that she could access. So trying to bring more accessible facilities to Wisconsin Rapids is great. You know, many people know over at Woodside, across town, we have a new beautiful facility also provided by Legacy Grant, another, you know, very, very great community partners, you know, providing that those resources. But we definitely needed something over on the west side too, because we, you know, I had the privilege of being able to travel all around and try to find these things for my family, but not all families have that. And so being able to have something that is accessible over here on the west side, we don't have anything that is for people who are in wheelchairs or have other physical limitations. And so we wanted to upgrade the playground, not just for our students, but for all community members. And because a lot of our families and surrounding community uses the Mead playground outside of school hours. And so we wanted to look into some things that would really kind of enhance for everybody that lives over here.
It's great to finally have something like this. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on that. And certainly appreciative of these grants and of the work that went into them, because it's not as if you just get the money and then roll with it. As you mentioned, you had to do some research, had to look around for mm-hmm. some of these things. And I really can't thank you enough for sharing the story as well, the personalness of this.
Yeah.
I don't think that this is something that hits home with enough people, but hopefully it will more and more we talk about it. Mm-hmm. And if I can, as a bit of a side, you know, benefit to this, another silver lining to this, it is great first and foremost for people like your daughter in those situations. But one of the things that I've realized more and more about school and being in a teacher, I say with quotes, as I taught actors and writers and stuff, and it's not nearly the same thing as what you guys do. But I never thought about how empathy plays such a huge mm-hmm. part in the school process.
Absolutely.
And the idea of kids getting to see more of this and getting mm-hmm. to see more and understanding maybe even a little bit more mm-hmm. of what it is like to be in that situation mm-hmm. Is so integral with this too. It's mm-hmm. it's a wonderful added bonus to this being able to have these new playgrounds.
Absolutely. Well, even just something as simple as, you know, wood chips are ADA approved, mm-hmm. where supposedly you're supposed to be able to push a wheelchair across. But anyone who's tried to push a wheelchair or even a stroller across mm-hmm. a patch of wood chips, it's not easy to do. So that's why with this new playground, we are going to move forward with the pour and play, you know, to be able to have that rubber playground to have, you know, number one, it's safer, and two, it just allows for more accessibility mm-hmm. for people of all ability levels.
I can still hear my youngest making fun of me as I tried to push her stroller
exactly.
through wood chips. That's so, it was so funny you mentioned that. I almost got goosebumps when you said that. But it's a great point. It's a great detail to this. And I, mm-hmm. again, I don't think a lot of people that aren't in this situation like yourself would realize those things. Mm-hmm. So it's all more integral of why it's great. It's time to have this, and it's great that we are going to have it. Amber, do you mind explaining like some of the other things that are going to be a part of the playground area?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so initially I had applied for that grant just to kind of see, hey, is this something we can even make float? So it kind of bounced back, and I was told we can go on to the next phase, which was great, basically meaning give us a bigger picture of what you're looking for. So obviously I did a little more research, looked into some more things, kind of formed a little committee of the Mead staff. But then I also found out that the city also was applying for a grant as well, because they wanted to enhance the splash pad area. So it was kind of this wonderful coincidence that we now have this dual project going on at the same time. So in addition to some of the playground features, which I'll talk about here in just a minute, we also are going to have where the old Mead pool area was, some new pickleball courts that are going to be going in. So we've got several new pickleball courts going in from the city side, in addition to another little playground area by the splash pad. So there's that piece for the public to be able to utilize, and also obviously students, you know, for during the school day for gym purposes, PE purposes, those types of things to enhance our PE program. But in addition to that, you know, we really thought with our school committee, what is it our students need? So lots of kids love to play basketball at Mead. We have a lot of after hours kids coming to play basketball at Mead. Anyone who's been to Mead in the last 10 years knows our basketball courts aren't really basketball courts. We have a few sad hoops, right? Yeah. And so we knew we needed to upgrade that. We also know there isn't a lot of outdoor basketball courts in Rapids in general. So one thing that we knew we wanted to do is make sure we had a full court basketball court. So that was something that we made sure to add in. So that will go in between. We have a big playground for older students, 3-5, and a smaller playground for younger students, K-2. And then that larger playground or larger basketball court in the middle. So it'll be two full regulation size hoops and then smaller ones for the littles that'll kind of go half court across. And so that'll be obviously during the school day only accessible to students, but then outside of school hours, community members can come in and they can utilize that.
I journalistically should mention, I love basketball. I love playing basketball. I love hearing this. Yes. And it's interesting you brought that up about one of the things my friends and I used to love to do is going to different schools to play, to shoot on the hoops there, because mm-hmm. there were no public ones really we could go to. Maybe if you were lucky, you can get a ride to the Y or something. Right. But otherwise, if it wasn't in walking distance, you weren't playing hoops that day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Robinson Park. Loved Robinson Park. Yep. But the concrete of the hoops, this an ankle turn away. Yeah. Like I cannot tell you how many times my ankles turned on those hoops. Mm-hmm. It's great to have some of these things. Certainly, first and foremost for the kids and that. But it is great to have these, and we're seeing more and more of this in town where it's not just accessible or good for just one group,
right,
but it's accessible and good for multiple groups. Okay. I think that that's a unique thing that our town is doing and really insightful, I think. Right. It goes in multiple levels.
Right.
The Mead Elementary Playground is not the only one going up either, or mm-hmm. Hesmina is up. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice thing going on over at Rams as well.
Right. And so what happened was the Legacy Foundation came back and said, hey, we love your idea. You know, we love that you're partnering with the city. We also know we just did Woodside's Playground, now Mead's Playground. Grant also asked for some things. Mm-hmm. Pitch, the Early Learning Center, asked for some things. They said, you know, we would love to support these, but we also don't want to be every single year saying, okay, here's another playground, here's another playground, here's another playground. So what they did is they said, we would rather you guys kind of put your heads together, come up with a larger proposal that takes all of our playgrounds, kind of puts it together and says, okay, how can we upgrade all of the WRPS playgrounds kind of in one pretty package, mm-hmm. and kind of put all that together. So that's why you're seeing some work done at all these little places. And I know Ron can probably speak a little bit more to the timeline, but that's why you're seeing some things at Rams, Mead, Grant, and then the Pitch Early Learning Center this year. And then next summer, I think the rest of the playgrounds are going to be touched. So
another topic that you guys know better than I do, but I know that one of the things that the data shows is that with recess or with after school activities, kids tend to be better learners. They have these things that free up their brain and their fun activities. And then when they do get to the schooling or science or math or some of these things, they are that much more in tune with them. Mm-hmm. So as far as this being just for fun or anything, it is, and it's great things for kids and they deserve that, but there is this kind of like a almost sneaky teaching them something at the same time. Absolutely. Kind of layer to this that is impactful. And I don't think a lot of people think of these things often enough, but these playground equipment, all these things going on throughout town, this is an investment in our future. Mm-hmm. This is an investment in the greatest thing we can invest in, and any of us can invest in children and youth.
Yes.
It's great to be able to see. I'm curious, Ron, when we talk about timelines, mm-hmm. with the Mead Playground, mm-hmm. will that be up and ready, do we think, before the school year? Construction is always a question mark,
absolutely.
I understand. But
well, as of yesterday when we had our last updating meeting, that was the plan. I know it's been a very rainy, unusually rainy summer.
Yeah.
But the plan right now is still to be on track. Our school open house is August 30th. So the goal has always been to be completely done and ready to roll by our open house on August 30th, and for sure done by our first day of school on September 3rd, so students can enjoy it at their first recess. So far right now, we are on track, barring any complications. Mm-hmm. The one thing we ask from the community is just to enjoy it right now from far away and just kind of drive by, because the more that we can kind of stay off the equipment now, the better, just for safety of everybody else, but also just to allow the equipment to be put in properly and installed properly. So if we can just kind of stay away for a few more weeks, I know it's enticing and it looks great and wonderful, but the more we can kind of give it some space, the quicker we can get it installed correctly and get the inspections in and all of that by the end of August.
Boy, tell me about it. It is just so enticing. It really is.
At Mead, seeing the yellow and blue just draws your attention
right
to it.
Really does, Rod. It really does. But appreciate that. I do want to send a note to the construction workers out there.
Absolutely.
Doing really good work. I see them out there 5:30 in the morning, already getting going and everything, and they're doing some great work over there. We appreciate them.
I completely agree.
Yeah, really, it's our hope, I think, in all our school sites to have them open by the first day of school. Right now, Rams is on track, Grant's on track, Mead's on track. Uh-huh. Might have a slight delay at Pitch, but we think we'll be pretty good there as well. So those are the four school sites we're looking at to accomplish this summer. And then, as Amber alluded to earlier, the remaining elementary schools for next summer, because there's a lot of work to be done, so we could not do it all this summer. We didn't want to start projects this summer and get them half done.
Uh-huh.
So we decided, all right, we're going to concentrate on these sites, get them finished before the school year starts, and then we'll concentrate on the other school sites for the following.
Half a slide is not fun.
It's No.
In all seriousness, Ron, you talk about next year and other projects.
Yeah.
Do we have a blueprint at all, or an outline of what schools might be getting some work done, or just we know that we're going to be working on other schools next summer?
It's primarily the remaining elementary schools that we're not touching. We'll be part of the process for the next summer. We really wanted to provide opportunities. We are really a community-based school district with our elementary schools, and we really want to provide those opportunities for all our neighborhood children to have a up-to-date, modern play area next to their living arrangements. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for students to have that walking distance. We know students who walk to school, do you talk about physical activity, walking to school, FIAD, recess, those are all important. They fire the brain neurons a little faster for students. So we want to have those abilities for students to have something to do after the school day and during the summer when they just want to hang out with their friends.
Yes, and get a break from that screen time.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Superintendent Ron Rasmussen, along with Mead Elementary School Principal Amber Appleby. And I know that we are all a little removed from grade school and recess and everything, but it is so invigorating and so charging to see, even to talk about this even.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. And one of the things that I think that stands out too about this is, the legacy grant and the work that was put into not only getting the data for that, but Amber, the time that you guys put into this, how much time was going into the build-up to this, to just even getting to the point of before we even got shovels in the ground?
Yes. Oh gosh. Well, I think there's always the dreaming phase, right, where you go through and you kind of go in your head of what is it that I want this to look like, and I had my own personal things of like what an accessible playground would need, but then sitting down with my committee that I arranged it of teachers of the K-5 span, so I could get perspectives from teachers of all different age levels, and then getting some special teachers in there as well. But then we sat down and looked at lots and lots of books and things, just kind of thinking, what do we want for our students? Really keeping in mind gross motor skills, being able to get kids getting some big movements in, but also, kind of being able to do certain things, just even something as simple as spinning, different things like that helps kids center and kind of get themselves back into a learning-ready brain. But then also thinking of how we can get some partner play and how to interact and get some of that more social interaction in place as well. So there was a lot of different thought processes that went into what we were picking, obviously safety being number one. And then from there, we kind of built the vision that we brought forward then to the final proposal, I guess.
It's one of the things I admire most about leadership, when people that know that they don't know everything or they don't see everything.
Well, that's for sure.
And able to have the realization of that. It may seem like obvious to some, but we all know in today's day and age that is not always the case. It's very really cool to hear you bringing in multiple different people and getting these different perspectives and different angles handles on things. I really admire that. And I think it's that much more exciting to think about these playgrounds, not only what's being built right now, but what is to come. Mm-hmm. That's really, again, just very excited for the kids, very excited for the possibilities of what this is for our community. Mm-hmm. It's great to hear. I appreciate the work that you put into this so much, Amber, and appreciate the time putting up with my questions and all that, as you always do.
One of my favorite parts about this is our third grade writing curriculum last year asked for like a persuasive opinion type piece, and I asked the teachers, I said, have them write about what they want the playground. Like, if I'm going to make some changes to the playground, what would that look like? So the third graders went through and they wrote up these things, and I came in the classroom and they read it to me. They didn't know I was working on this in the background, so they were writing all this stuff up. So I'm so excited for them to come back to school this coming year, and I can be like, look at what you guys did. You convinced me, and we made all these changes, and I'm just excited for them to see, you know, the impact that they had then too, able to put their stakeholder piece into that too.
And there's another thing that I hadn't thought of until we're talking about it here and everything, but how good it feels for a kid to know that they were heard.
Right.
You know, that goes, there's no words for something like that. So you're so right. That is going to be a really cool thing to see on their faces. And I'm envious of you now when it comes to this. You mentioned the start of the school year and that your open house is August 30th.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that? Got some things getting ready to be lined up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We invite families to sign up to come in and to be able to meet their teachers. They'll find out probably the week prior by signing on to our new Skyward system to be able to learn about who their teachers will be, and they can sign up for a time to come in and meet their teachers. And then we'll have more of an official kind of grand opening for the playground probably later in the end of September. So
really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come back, let us know how it during the school year, let us know how it's going and everything, Amber. We always appreciate getting the chance to talk with you. And thank you again for everything you're doing. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Ron, before we get going here, this is the first time you've been able to join us as a new superintendent.
Yeah,
I wanted to congratulate you about that.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing and putting your hat even in the ring. I mentioned this to you before when we interviewed when you were running for the position. I'm curious, how is it going? How are you feeling in the spot? How are you getting your kind of footing in it and everything?
Well, the first month has been absolutely awesome. Obviously, being part of the community here in Wisconsin Rapids for the last 12 years, it's a little easier to transition. You know individuals, you know organizations, you know community members, and obviously being part of the school district, you know some of the internal processes that you work through as you begin through the school year. Superintendent Broren was absolutely phenomenal in the transition from May and June, meeting with me and sharing his insights on the operation of the district. But it's been a first great month.
It's great to hear. When we first talked about you, when you were running, we asked about goals and some of those things. In a short amount of time that you've been in this, have those goals kind of enhanced, or have you added on to those?
Yeah, obviously the district has a strategic plan that really guides our work, which they approved in February of this year, in which we regularly review and move forth. Obviously, student achievement is our main focus. We want to provide opportunities for students to have success after high school, after they're done with their educational system, be it military, workforce, go to the career, college, two-year, four-year, to provide those options for them. And in our district, we provide so many of those options for students to explore their passions, what they want to do. So obviously that's one of the foci. Another major focus moving forth is just community engagement. It's important for us to be part of our community. The Playground Project is an excellent example of that. Without the work of the city, without the Legacy Foundation, we know tax dollars are limited. We know dollars are limited overall in the community. So anytime we can enhance our partnerships with other organizations, it just benefits everyone. The city could have done their own project. We could have done our own project. That's not beneficial for our stakeholders, our taxpayers within our community or our children. So the importance of that community engagement, being involved. I've been in the parades here in town, and the Blossom Fest Parade, the Vesper Days Parade. Those are important things to be part of and to see our youth of our community also enjoying their summer. So working with them, and then just working with our team, developing our staff moving forward. We're almost fully staffed for the upcoming school year. We just have a few more hires left within the district. But just to see that excitement of new people coming into the educational profession just rejuvenates you moving forth as well.
I can hear it in your voice. And that's really cool to hear. That's great to hear, because you actually answered one of my last question already. I was curious. We get into these industries because of a passion, because of a love. It's not to become Rockefellers or anything like that. But it is important to note, too, I think that teaching education can be a lot of fun and so rewarding. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying the position so far? Are you having fun?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of education, I think, is relationship building. Kids make you excited. They make you want to be involved in what you do. And that's actually one of the fears of moving to the superintendency is you remove yourself more and more from that daily classroom aspect. So one of my goals for the year is just my regular involvement, being in the classroom, stopping and visiting teachers, being on playgrounds with kids. Last week, the fire department did a pop-up splash pad over at Woodside, and it was phenomenal to stop in to see the kids running through the water. And then when I got over there, it was probably only about 12 kids in the water, but the playground was packed with students and families. And so that excitement just to see in our area that we have a little control over, and that's another partnership with the fire department, opening up our facility. And the next pop-up splash pad is going to be at Lincoln on August 7th for those of you planning ahead. So that excitement is there as well and moving forth.
It's great to hear, man. Great to hear. And I'm looking forward to talking with you more and more throughout the school year, really throughout your tenure. Really looking forward to it. Amber, appreciate the time again. Thank you so much. If people have follow-up questions, would like to reach out to you and know more about some of the things we talked about or maybe even the open house coming up, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, they can always contact me. Our office opens up again on August 12th. So number over there, 715-424-6777. Excuse me. But then also my email and everything is all available on the WRPS website.
And Ron, how about for you?
Yeah, so I just want to add in all our elementary open houses for the school district are on August 30th.
Yep.
So as parents are looking at what opportunities are available for their elementary schools, so they'll all be, I think, most will be beginning around 3 p.m. on that day.
Okay.
They'll be receiving that information from their buildings.
It's a great note. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And reach out to me over at Central Office if anybody has any questions, 715-424-6701.
Keep in mind, you can also find out more at the city's the community's website, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools website, WRPS.org, WRPS.org. Thank you again, both, for what you're doing for our community and all the work you put into it. We appreciate you.
Thanks, James.
And we want to thank Pam Hilke as well for the great scheduling she does week in and week out. Appreciate you, Pam. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.